to start off, what experience, qualifications, or skills would you bring to the position of assembly member?
Well, I spent about 13 years in the military where I was in supervisory positions there, and 15 years in law enforcement where I'd spent three of that with the Tennessee Governor's Highway Safety Office. My responsibilities there included managing several $1 million worth of highway safety grant money that come from NHTSA down to the local law enforcement agencies. And then I also worked as a chief of police for 3 years where I was learned how to deal with departmental budgets and supervising individuals. Since coming to Wrangell, I've been involved with Wrangell's Economic Development Committee as the vice chairman there. So I've gotten to be very familiar with the processes and procedures, various projects that are taking place around Wrangell.
On a positive note, tell us about one city or borough project you're excited about that you'd like to see either started or completed during your term.
I thought you said I only had a 2-minute time limit here. There are a lot of projects that are in the works right now that I'm very excited about. We just come from a meeting that was a workshop between Petersburg and Wrangell talking about Thomas Bay Power Authority and SEPA. And right now, Thomas Bay Power Authority is costing the city of Wrangell about $800,000 a year. And the proposal on the table is to do away with Thomas Bay because it no longer does what it was originally intended for, and to just put everything directly under SEPA. That would save the city of Wrangell that $800,000+ every year. So far, I don't see any downsides to that. Something that we need to explore further. In addition to that, we have the renovation of Shoemaker Harbor that's going to be taking place in the next couple of years. We have a city manager position that we're going to have to hire. So there are a lot of different things out there that we can definitely sink our teeth into and try to improve upon.
What issue do you think poses the greatest challenge to the assembly right now? And what steps do you think the assembly should take to deal with that?
Finances. We've lost about $1.3 million in federal grant money this year. We have a tax proposal to reduce the city sales tax on the board that voters are going to be voting up on October 1st. That's a big loss to the city, yet we still have to pave roads and run the Parks and Rec Department and keep the city swimming pool up and those kinds of issues. So it's going to be finding creative ways of financing things.
Wrangell's made up of people with very different backgrounds who believe that many different issues are priorities. Why do you think you're one of the best candidates to represent this diverse community and all of its interests?
With the military and law enforcement background that I have, I've lived all over the world, several different places within the United States, over in the Philippines, down in South and Central America. So I've learned to relate to people with a variety of different backgrounds and cultures. When my wife and I moved here from Aspen, one of the things that we fell in love with was the diversity of the people here in the small community feel. We hadn't found that anyplace else that we've lived, and that's why we decided to stay and make it our home.
Finally, along the same lines, what is something that you think ties the whole community together and is of common interest to all people?
The small town feel. I mean, you can send your kids to go to the movies on Friday nights and they can walk to school and you don't have to worry about them so much. We've lived in some big cities, places like Memphis and Chattanooga, and you just don't get that anywhere else. And people here are really friendly. You can't walk down the street without somebody recognize you and waving to you. So I think that's probably the community's biggest strength.
And is there anything you'd like to mention that I haven't asked you about yet?
Well, being new to the community, I'm gradually meeting more and more people every day. One of the things that once I take a seat on the assembly that I don't want anybody to hesitate to is to come up to me, contact me on Facebook, call me up on the phone, or stop me on the street and give me your ideas and your opinions, because we're there to represent your interests, not our opinions on things.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.